Sounds like we've got Peter Lynam at a stride. Peter, are you playing on the swing?
I am right here, yes. Okay, that's good. Ready and watching.
Okay, fantastic. What's on the agenda spiritually this week, so to speak?
Well, actually, there's a whole lot of things on the agenda, but I've chosen to focus on the really quite disturbing story of the growing battle in France between President Macron and the people he calls Islamicists, whom he seems to be courting quite a significant fight with. And I noticed today we've got denunciations coming from all over the Islamic world about France. Saw photographs in Pakistan of the shops have taped off French goods and put "Do not buy" all across them.
I heard about this. Has this got anything to do with old mate that drew the pictures?
Yes, indeed it has.
Right.
Yeah. So it goes back to the Charlie Hebdo story, but of course it's gone through a new revival with the French teacher in Paris who showed the pictures to his students as part of a lesson and what it is genuinely to be French. So,
oh, right, okay.
This is the intriguing bit to me. Because Macron, and I think probably a lot of people in France would share Macron's view, take the approach that to be French is to be secular. And by secular, he means that you keep your religion out of public issues and public behavior. Oh. It will only cause trouble.
Is that a French trait?
Yeah, well, since the French Revolution, really, there's been a determination to exclude the church from public affairs. And, I mean, there were attempts to bring it back. There was a huge debate over church-based education versus state education in the 1880s and 90s. But since then, the various French republics have been adamantly secular.
This is interesting. Does it apply to people that are running for parliament things, like the
yes,
Prime Minister?
Yes.
They would look with
very meticulous detail. And if anybody had too blemished a reputation of being strongly partisan in religious matters, that'd get into trouble. And so, I mean, there are even regulations in France that ban Catholic nuns from wearing a crucifix if they're teaching in a school or wearing their religious habits. Now, recently, I think the issue probably is a little bit longer than just the case of that teacher showing the cartoon.
This teacher's been de-headed, haven't they?
Yes. I mean,
decapitated.
Yeah, this decapitation by the recent migrant, the Tunisian migrant, who was much influenced, it would appear, by a deliberate determination by various French and North African mosques to sort of publicise the story, give the address of the school, attack
Peter.
The school.
Peter, sorry, yes. Mate, it sounds like you're kind of on the sort of headmast on a boat and you're kind of climbing up trying to get some rope untied or something. It's a little bit
windy. All right,
windy.
Is that better?
Yes, it is better.
Okay, I'm in a very pleasant little spot behind some
Paul's I don't want to ruin your vibe. I want you to be comfortable, but...
Okay, right. Now, President Macron came out with the five principles that he is going to enforce to ensure that France remains secular. And these are bound to be offensive to Muslims and really to most people as well. No homeschooling, because homeschooling can lead you into dangerous things.
Peter, sorry, mate, you're chopping out. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I'll try and get
it sounds wind related.
Yes, it could be. Okay, I'll try and get to a more sheltered position. Is that better? Oh, this is ridiculous, I know. Yeah. I'm up against some roses. It's very delightful.
Okay, that's good.
Crouch down in someone's garden in Ponsonby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. So, what he's advocating in these five principles is effectively a set of things that force Muslims to come under a whole set of rules that they will keep their politics out of their religion.
Is this just now, Muslims, or is this all people of faith in France?
Well, it applies to all peoples of faith, but effectively much of that has been shoved out of Catholicism over the years anyway. Mm. And so it's particularly focused on Muslims, and that's what's causing the fury, because the specific, I think it's numbers 2 and 3 of the regulation, of these five regulations, really are focused on stopping mosques talking politics,
okay,
on vetting imams that they have been passed, they've had their education in France, that they're not picking it up from other from sort of more Islamic locations. And so it's a kind of total control system brought against mosques to ensure that there's no so-called radicalization going on. Mm. Now, the trouble is that all he's done is racked up Islamic opinion. And remember that Muslims now represent 10% of the French population. And while the Islamic Council of France has come out carefully agreeing with the president, I mean, ordinary Muslims are going to be hearing the words from their home countries that are just rabidly angry. Sorry, that's pejorative language. They're very angry at the way in which they're being sort of treated as terrorists. But then, of course, the trouble is that then you get this event in Nice, where somebody else gets the same idea, and clearly we're going to have a whole series of suicide bombers or worse, beheadings, because young people will get inspired by this and will just go crazy.
Beheadings, stabbings, all that sort of thing. It seems like they've had a fairly violent history of events in France.
Yeah, and I think to put it in context, a lot of Muslims represent the workers or the unemployed in France, who've, you know, they're from former French colonies. There's no work around. COVID has destroyed the economic base for the working class. And so there's a whole lot of context which explains why people feel completely disenfranchised. And now, almost practically, they are disenfranchised.
Mm. Do you think the French government is justified in what they're doing, Peter?
I think the French government has been extremely stupid. Mm. I think that the French government is following a polemic of a separation of religion and politics, which is simply not a viable position. Mm. Muslims are going to be political. It's just the nature of at least Islamic religion that it's very concerned about public affairs. And they've got to come to a better relationship than the one that President Macron is proposing. But you see, the trouble is he's now got himself up on a cliff, and there's no way off this pedestal without significant loss of faith.
Do you think it's effectively political suicide for him to retract his position or develop a new...
Yes, I imagine that some of the moderate Islamic states in the Gulf especially will be desperately talking to French ambassadors and suggest there's got to be a way out of this. And to be fair, Macron has already realised he might have gone too far because he's begun making statements that, of course, I'm not anti-Islam. I respect all religions, etc., etc. But that's not the message that was conveyed to ordinary people. And it's the young guys who've got nothing better to do than to feel angry at the way their compatriots are being treated. That's the people to worry about. Mm. You can't put... They've supposedly mobilised 7,000 troops to guard all the churches and schools of France.
Oh, well, my gosh.
That doesn't...
How long can you do that for?
Yeah, and that's only one... That's one guard per each church and each school, I suppose. Mm. That's not going to work.
Cool vibe as well.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a awfully messy situation.
Mm. Sounds it. Sounds it.
Watch the space.
All for
yes,
some...
I'm afraid so. And I think, I mean, you can see the problem that in some ways, Islam was for quite a long time. Some of the implications of where they stood weren't fully worked out. I mean, they were really going to want only secular education in France. They could have been much more explicit about that a long time ago. It's pretty hard bringing us in at this stage.
Mm. Feels like Islam needs to lighten up a little bit, though, as well, maybe. Okay, Peter.
Well, we'll watch the space, and of course we'll watch the American election, but I decided the last thing you wanted to talk about was that today.
Hey, look, we do what we got to do, and that's, you know, it's a pleasure to talk to you about just about anything, mate. So even if you're in a rose bush or not, we love it.
It's a very nicely smelling rose bush, I have to tell you.
Yes. All right, mate, catch you next Monday.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.